Look, certainly from our side, that is the case, that we've parked all of our growth capital. We are continuing to maintain our existing mills, and we have got a very big maintenance program for the season ahead. We have had a very long season, so that's going to go ahead as normal, and all of our core operational capital, that'll be going ahead. A lot of our expansion improvement projects, efficiency projects, all of those have been parked a whole lot.
Why?
Until we really get an understanding of what the implications of this legislation are. Now, we've had a bit of a look at it. Our guys are meeting with our lawyers right now. And look, it's not clear what it actually means. I mean, one thing I think it's intending to mean is that we do become the producer and owner of one third of the sugar effectively that we produce, but the other two thirds we're a toll crusher. It structurally changes our arrangements. The other key issues or concerns is really around how the bill works, and it is silent on a few areas. And our industry, it is an integrated supply chain from the farm through to the ship, and the bill doesn't seem to contemplate that. It really is looking at it in segments, and it hasn't really contemplated how logistics is going to work, how quality is going to work, how relationships with buyers are going to work and cash flow is going to work. We actually don't know what our business is going to look like. Now, we're going to take some time to make our best guess of that, but we actually don't know right now.
But can't those types of issues be worked through around the negotiating table in a commercially negotiated way, the way that the milling sector has indicated that they've been willing to do up until this point?
Potentially, but this is actually legislation, so we've got to understand what that means, and that's overlaid with arbitration. And again, there's no guidelines about what the arbitrator should be looking at and determining outcomes, so we don't know, is the answer.
Is it a case of the little boy crying wolf?
No, not at all, because I'd be delighted to understand exactly how it's going to work going forward. It absolutely changes the ownership of the sugar going forward, so that is a balance sheet implication. We've got to figure out what that the timing of that, how that's going to work. We've got to figure out also about where the futures are going to sit in terms of the futures pricing, who's going to hold those and how that flows back to the growers. So there's a lot of unknowns.
Does it sound like a bit of a hollow argument that it will be a deterrent to trade and foreign investment when the sugar industry attracted billions of dollars worth of foreign investment under the existing marketing system, the one that's being reviewed at the moment and the one that's been enshrined in this legislation?
No, that when the foreign investment came into the industry, it was very clear that ownership of the sugar was held by the milling companies, and that was confirmed by the Queensland Productivity Commission in their report, and equally by the Agriculture and Environment Committee. So there was no doubt who owned the sugar. That's absolutely changed through this legislation. And both of those reviews indicated not only was this legislation not required, but it would be very bad for the industry, very costly, disruptive, subject to challenges, potentially breaching free trade agreements.
If it is such a diabolical outcome for the sugar industry, Mike Barry, why didn't you as a milling company and the sector do more to reach a commercial resolution before it got to the point of legislation?
I think we were heading down a pretty good path, actually. And I heard the mediator on your program a few weeks ago talking about that he believed that we could reach a mediated outcome. There was a solution put on the table that gave the growers 100% choice over their cane price outcome. That was put on the table. But I think in the eyes of the growers, that was the beet prize. And certainly Paul Skembri, again, said it on your program, that this is all about ownership of sugar. So the bill was very attractive. It gave, you know, that's what it effectively does, gives the growers ownership of sugar without having to own a sugar mill.
I understand that the cane growers also made an offer which would have given the mills more sugar than what they have access to now, 50%. Isn't 50-50 as fair as you can get?
Look, I think there's still, as Mike Logan, the mediator, had indicated, there was still a way to go. And there was more that was agreed than not agreed. So, I think, you know, in my view, I think we could have reached an agreed outcome.
How likely is it that the competition regulator, the ACCC, is going to want to get involved in an issue that it's remained detached from for the past 18 months that this has been playing out?
Look, I really have no idea. You know, as best I can gather, this bill will be, it will receive royal assent. It will come into force fairly soon. This will be the law. This is what we will have to operate under. I don't know what's going to happen through any other government agencies or political parties for that matter. we're trying to find the advice about just what it means to us and how we work within it. That's our main area of focus.